Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. I am ready for the Christmas season. I'm ready for a couple reasons this year. Number one, during Thanksgiving, we all had COVID, meaning my mom, my dad, and myself all had COVID. So we had to keep a very closed Thanksgiving. I mean, we got to hang out with one another. But that's pretty much a normal Friday and Saturday night for us. Like, we see each other all the time on Friday and Saturday night, which I'm very thankful for, because it does give us family time to ourselves. And there's the dynamic of, you know, building upon the family dynamic between my mom, dad, and myself. Don't take that the wrong way. I'm thankful for it. But in doing what we did last year, we didn't get to see my niece or my nephew or my sister. And there is a pretty normal family dynamic in these past few years where my sister, my niece, and nephew would come up. And when you have COVID, you have to keep things isolated and safe, and you can't really do that. And we didn't get a chance to do that this year because of the fact that we all three did have COVID at the time. So this year, since none of us have COVID for Christmas, we're going to get to see each other and make up for that lost time, you know? So it's going to be cool to see my niece and my nephew and my sister. And I got to prep the gifts this week and get them ready. I'm not going to have yoga this week. My yoga instructor, Lisa, is going to take an extended holiday. So that's going to be a little bit different. But it's going to be kind of a weird thing, because I love yoga. I love the relaxed space yoga gives me, and I know I can have that at any point, any time. But I also understand the people in my life need a holiday, so I'm thankful for that, too. It's going to be an interesting couple weeks, and it's going to be great to see my sister and my niece and my nephew and everybody, my mom and dad, and have that celebration together and play some Christmas music in the background and catch up and talk and have a meal and open presents and just be with one another. So, share gifts. And I'm not just talking about the gifts you can, you know, monetary gifts you can buy, but share life and share good things. So, that's exciting and it's coming up. All right, everybody. Happy Monday. That'll begin the week. I'll talk to you again soon. May grace and peace be with you in the meantime, okay? Love you all.
Greetings, friends. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Storytime with Pete. Certainly hope this recording finds you well. It is evening time as we record this segment. I'm not doing a morning show this time, but nonetheless, I hope you're doing well. What I thought I'd offer is a brief meditation. You can use this at the beginning of the day. You can use this in the midst of your day, in the midst of like chaos or stress or a particularly taxing moment on your spirit or on your soul. It's so important that as human beings we take time to do this when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel tense, when we feel kind of crunched, maybe. Maybe you could use that as a phraseology or a terminology. It's so important to just take a nice deep breath to get ourselves recentered. So take a few moments to get comfortable. Close your eyes, perhaps. Whether you're sitting or standing, your optimal goal is to be as comfortable and still as you possibly can as I share this moment of stillness with you, of hopeful relief for you, I invite you first to find that comfortable spot. And once you've found it, close your eyes, or perhaps leave them open. I would recommend closing them. And in your mind's eye, picture whatever might bring you comfort in stillness and in peace. And begin by joining me by taking a nice, deep breath in. And out. Take another one in. And out. There's nothing to do except be in the present space and in your present moment. Nothing to hold. No one is judging you. Just be where you are now, in this space of peace. Trust what your body is telling you. If you are still and at peace, you may rest in that tranquility. If there's something that's bothering you, send love, light, and peace to that pain. Whatever's bothering you, send it breath and peace. And just breathe into areas of discomfort, wherever they may be. And in those spaces of discomfort and annoyance, just send peace and stillness. Peace and stillness and light and love and grace. Whomever you are in this space with me now, know this: you are loved and you are wonderful. You are beloved. And you have a great spirit and a wonderful soul. If you're facing uncertainty in this space, know that everything will come together in time. If you're facing confusion in this space, trust that love, light, peace, and grace will eventually provide an answer. Have a wonderful evening. Grace and shalom be with you now and always. I'll talk to you again soon.
Good morning, everybody. Love, light, and blessings to you. Happy Wednesday. I hope this segment of the podcast, as it begins for you, finds you well. There is a particular scene within season 3, episode 2 of The Chosen, between little James and Jesus, that touched my heart very deeply. And spoke to my spirit very deeply. Spoke to my soul very deeply. Why? Because Jesus, in that scene, embraced fully someone with a condition or disability or handicapped, or however you need to see it in this space and time. And whether you have CP or muscular dystrophy or something else, spinal muscular atrophy, which is a form of MD, or whether you have a not so obvious disability, maybe something mental. I thought it was a really cool scene, and I would recommend that it's something you watch for yourself, because there are some people within the Christian community that don't necessarily agree with it. But in my opinion, it's a very joyous and beautiful scene. It's a very freeing scene. And for me, even though it's a scene that's not found in scripture but could be plausible, especially for someone with a disability in Jesus' time, the conversation between little James and Jesus could be very plausible. Very plausible and possible. And rather than telling you what it is so you can judge it for yourself, rather than influencing you and saying, this is how you need to see it, just watch it. Watch it and see how it resonates with you. I will tell you that it made me cry. Very honestly and openly made me cry. Not because I was sad, but because I was seen in that moment and in that scene. It was like Christ reaffirming what I have known for years and saying, I hear you, I see you, and I love you. And I've known all my whole life that God has loved me. But so many people in my life outside of God, even people in the faith, so many people in my life within certain churches. Now let me clarify that this has never been my church. I've always felt loved, affirmed, and accepted as I am within the church that I've grown up in. I've never had a problem with that. But there's been certain people within other churches that I've visited, within other churches that I've experienced, that have seen a different viewpoint on my disability. And without intending to, I'm sure, even though they've had good intentions, have painted me with a very non-affirming brush. This scene on Sunday between Jesus and little James set me free on another level. Thank you, Dallas Jenkins. Thank you for writing that scene. I appreciate it very much. Thank you to everyone at The Chosen and anybody who had a hand in that scene. It was joyous. Joyous, freeing, and awesome. So thank you for writing it. Go and check it out for yourself. Now, you may have a different opinion as a Christian. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I can tell you is that, all I can tell you is that it touched me and was meaningful for me and was full of love and light and grace for me. And I'm sure there's those who stand among us with alternately abled bodies, or what the world may consider disabilities or handicaps, that would have a similar feeling as to what I felt in watching that scene. It's in season 3, episode 2. One-on-one conversation between Jesus and little James. Check it out. All right, everybody. Happy Wednesday. May grace, peace, and love be with you always.
Good morning, friends. As you know, over the past several years, really, this has been a smart house, meaning I've had devices in the house that make my life easier, like turn lights on, or help me turn lights on, or maybe schedule appointments, or make grocery lists or something like that, which I've done all of. I've recently started making grocery lists with you-know-who, the assistive device that shall remain nameless lest I trigger her all over the house, right? One of the things you can do now that I really dig are a couple things. Is there one thing I dig, or is there more than one thing? I often set reminders on the Alexa so I don't forget something, even though I just said Alexa, hopefully she's not triggered. I often set reminders with you-know-who so I don't forget something, which is rare anyway for me. And there's also this thing now where you can tell your assistive device to turn off lights at a certain time. So I'll give you a perfect example. In my bathroom, the way things have to air out after you take a shower, even though I have a fan in there, because of the way it was originally built, it ends up drying, the shower area ends up drying a little bit differently
than we thought it would. But we slanted the shower in such a way where it catches the water, or theoretically it should catch the water. That's the way we originally designed it. It didn't quite turn out all that way, because it catches some of it, but it doesn't catch all of it in the way that we were expecting it to catch. I have an open shower that is very wide and doesn't have a curtain. And some of that might freak you out, but the way we had originally intended to design it, it wouldn't have mattered. And really, it functions okay. The shower itself functions okay, just not originally the way we had fully intended. That's something we have thought about fixing at different times, but the same thing about it, to fix it, it would be a lot of time and a lot of money to make that, and it would be an extensive repair. So, you know, right now I just kind of live with it as is, because that's, you know, the best fiscal or financial move, and it kind of works. It's not perfect, but it kind of works and it serves its purpose. So I just kind of leave it alone, because otherwise it'd be a lot of money and it would be a big fix. But anyway, one of the features that I like with Alexa now, there, I said it again, but she didn't trigger, so we're okay. One of the features I like with her now is you can tell a timer to set so that the device, or, you know, who, will turn off a certain device in however many times you want. Like, I'll say, you know who, turn off the vent fan light in like 25 minutes or whatever, or 20 minutes or 15 minutes or 10 minutes. So that I don't forget to turn the light off after it has a chance to air out, especially after I take a shower or something like that. It can air out and it can do its thing, but it can also have a certain amount of time so the light doesn't stay on. Not that I leave the light on all night, generally speaking, but I like to give it some time so that the bathroom can air out as much as it can normally. So that's a cool little feature that Amazon now has, and I'm sure she'll develop other features in time. Friends, the other thing is, as a Christmas present to myself, and that sounds weird, but I'm gonna share the Christmas presents that I got and ready for my family on Christmas Day when my sister comes up. At least that's the hope. If the weather stays the way it is, hopefully it will. The weather on Christmas won't be too crazy. We are under a winter storm warning until Saturday at like 1 a.m. It's gonna be pretty crazy around 4 o'clock, or could be pretty crazy around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hopefully everybody stays safe so that we can keep the Christmas plans intact and the Christmas celebration intact on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And I can see everybody, because we didn't get a chance to, you know, see each other on Thanksgiving because we all had COVID, my mom and dad and I. So we had to stay isolated from my sister and my niece and my nephew. And hopefully we're going to get to see each other and sort of reconnect and celebrate the Christmas holiday. That's the big hope this year. It'd be nice to see them. Anyway, what I was going to say is I picked up another video game system. I did it for a couple of reasons. Hopefully this one works. It's the same brand as the one I tried before, the Super Retrocade. But this is a newer model, so hopefully this... The last time that I got the Super Console X Pro, it was a fluke, and this one will work. I like, first of all, how this one is organized by system. I like that it has wireless controllers. I like that it's looks to me like it's more mapped out and accessible. As far as trying to figure out what you want to play and what you don't want to play, there are 68 different systems within the system itself. A lot of them are old school. I think it goes up to like N64, but a lot of those games are kind of intensive and not every game's gonna work, but we'll see how this new wireless system works compared to what I have now. If I have to keep what I have now, I have to keep what I have now. It's just the reality of it. But if I can get a system that is wireless, that's more organized, and that works well, I'm gonna start, you know, playing with that one, because I think it's a little more connected to what I was hoping for. I mean, the RetroKate system is nice, but I like to be able to organize it by category, and since I've added the games, the feature's not there, and you know, I don't play a lot of handheld games within, I mean, they're there, and they're going to be on the new system, but I don't play a lot of handheld games within within the TV kind of thing, so there's that too. We'll just have to, you know, hope and pray for the best that it'll work and it'll be a more permanent, more accessible system for me. It's annoying when your video game controller cords interfere with your, you know, your dresser. And one of the reasons I want it is for wireless accessibility, you know, having a wireless controller. So we will see. Keeping our fingers crossed. Hopefully it will work well. Grace and peace, everybody. I'll talk to you again soon. Friends, it is Friday, and I certainly hope you're doing well. Welcome to the final edition or final segment of Storytime for this week. It is the day before Christmas Eve as I record this, and I certainly hope that you have a blessed holiday season. Whether you celebrate Christmas or not, enjoy the time with your family and your friends, those whom you love. Stay safe. I can tell you that I'm going to be celebrating Christmas with my sister, my niece, and my nephew. I just don't know if it's going to be on Christmas Day or Christmas, the day after Christmas, because I'm not sure how much of a storm came in last night. I gotta check things outside in a minute here. As far as I know, my caregiver Doreen is taking the day off today, and I'm gonna stay safe with her husband Chris, given that we were supposed to have bad weather, or what could have been very interesting weather overnight last night. Gotta go out and check out the window and see what the deal is there. I have gotten Christmas stuff ready this year, so it's ready to go. And we will find out a little bit more throughout the day today, I'm sure, as far as whether or not my sister, and I apologize, friends there, friends and listeners, I apologize for having passed some gas there. But anyway, I am going to check and see where the plants are and how the snow fell, because we were supposed to have gotten some pretty major snow last night. Could have been a lot worse than it was. And I don't know, there could be a crap ton of snow out there that I'm just not seeing yet. But I'm gonna check on the snow in a little bit here and find out what actually fell. It's possible that we could be celebrating Christmas this Sunday on Christmas Day, or the Monday afterwards. We'll have to find out and see what fell, and hopefully everything is gonna be on par and on schedule for that. It'll be great to see my sister again, as I've said on a previous segment, I think, because my sister, my niece, and my nephew, because of having COVID around Thanksgiving, we didn't get a chance to see them. And It's a blessing to have a holiday with your parents when you have COVID, because y'all have COVID together, so you don't celebrate alone. But it's really kind of strange when you usually have other members of the family over for Thanksgiving, but you can't because you have to stay isolated and safe during COVID. But because we are all having COVID at the same time, when we did around Thanksgiving, we decided to have Thanksgiving together, because we could at least do that, even though we couldn't be with the rest of the extended family during our Thanksgiving celebration. Because our intention was to have Thanksgiving with my niece and my nephew and my sister, but we couldn't do that because of the way we're all feeling. Thankfully we had the kind of COVID where we didn't lose our sense of smell, and we could still taste the feast when we had Thanksgiving, and had the Thanksgiving celebration together. But yeah, we're all looking forward to the holiday season and the Christmas season. I'll probably be playing some more Christmas music today and directing the... and I'm sure my dad's going to let me have the iPad tomorrow so I can kind of direct the music for tomorrow's Christmas Eve celebration. Or whether it's going to be... Well, we're not going to do anything among my family on Christmas Eve, because hopefully my sister's coming up Christmas Day. We'll find out what's happening, and I'll keep you guys posted. I know that's a pretty good possibility that my sister's coming on Christmas Day, but it really depends on what the weather does, because our winter storm warning is in effect until, I think, hold on, I don't often do this, but Echo, how long is the winter storm warning in effect? Echo, tell me about the winter storm warning.
In Big Rapids, it's 6 degrees Fahrenheit with flurries. Today, you can look for snowy weather, with a high of 10 degrees and a low of 6 degrees. Either way, there's a winter storm warning in effect until Saturday, December 24th, 1 a.m.
Okay, so 1 a.m. Saturday. Which is essentially Saturday morning. So... that's what we do know. I'm gonna wish you guys a blessed holiday season, because it is the last day for recording this week. Be safe, be well, and I'll talk to you again soon on Monday, okay? Alright, everybody, grace and peace be with you. Have a wonderful holiday season, alright? Enjoy the next couple of days.